Hello and welcome to Retreat Preparation Part 2. If you haven't already listened to Part 1, I recommend you do so. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming that you're made the decision to go on retreat, or at least seriously considering it. The idea of a retreat is to step back from our usual day, put aside non-essential tasks and responsibilities, to focus on ourselves and our relationship with God. The benefit of this retreat is you can tailor this retreat to your needs and unique situation. I urge you to see the three-day retreat as a time of rest, relaxation, renewal, and rejuvenation. I'll be making suggestions that will hopefully enhance your retreat experience. Take what you find useful and leave the rest. It's all okay. I urge you to involve all your senses. Listen to reflective podcasts and spiritual music. A good source of spiritual music is actually the YouTube. If possible, light a candle during the retreat. I don't recommend this if you have young children or pets, but it can help set the mood. Have you ever thought of burning incense at appropriate times? If possible, go barefoot. When you're preparing to pray, take a few minutes to feel your body against the chair or the floor. Deep breath, hold it for a few seconds, and let the air out slowly. Feel the air leaving your body. When you eat, eat slowly. Taste your food. Slowly feel the texture and the different tastes of the different foods of your meal. Full disclosure, with the exception of listening to religious podcasts and spiritual music, none of my suggestions are particularly spiritual. What I'm suggesting is to help you become more attentive to your surroundings, to allow you to better focus. I've come to realize that when we are attentive, we are most open to God's spirits. If you're concerned that you'll miss watching television, plan ahead. Often there are movies with religious themes that can be shown during this time. Feeling a call to fast? If this is your first retreat or attempt at fasting, I recommend just fasting for one meal. Spend some time reflecting on the experience and note any insights. Have you ever thought of taking a leisure walk during these next 3 days? You may find your mind racing with thoughts. It's difficult to turn off the running dialogue that goes on in our heads. That is not necessarily a bad thing, to be aware of concerns or fears that you have. If the concerns that come to your consciousness and they are not an emergency, I suggest writing out an outline of your concerns. You may find the concerns get less intrusive because you will get to them, just not now. If you do find your attention drifting off, gently bring your mind back to your reflection. Be gentle with yourself. You may find yourself feeling very tired. If possible, take a nap. Next 3 days, I'll be releasing a podcast on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And of course, there's the podcast for Sunday, Easter. I invite you to listen to them, and hopefully the reflections will be helpful to you. You can email me at peter.doherty@gmail.com for prayer requests or any questions or concerns you may have. Wishing you many blessings during your retreat.